Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. The history of jazz is filled with characters and offbeat personalities, including musicians, fans, and figures of pure invention who have sometimes inspired compositions named after them. In this sequel to a previous Nightlights program, we'll hear more such pieces, including many of the tributes written in honor of Pannonica de Koningswörter, also known as the Jazz Baroness, or simply Nika, a hip aristocrat who became a devoted friend of Thelonious Monk and other jazz artists on the scene in the 1950s and 60s. It's Nika's Tempo, more hipsters, flipsters, and on-the-scenesters, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Myself, the name is Mr. Kicks. I dwell in a dark dominion away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks, and I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text to fools who can't withstand temptation. Step right up, you're next. I hail from a hot old hell down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of sly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, cause kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover, she knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now wild horses couldn't stop her when she's on a manhunt for kicks. For kicks, yeah, yeah, looking for kicks. Just kicks, nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's sinful servant sent to get you in a fix. So look me up just anytime. The name is Mr. Name is Mr. Name is Mr. Kick.
They call him Handsome Harry the Hipster. He's the boy with all the chicks. He played piano like mad, he's singing a sad. He digs those mellow kicks. They call him Handsome Harry the Clipster, cause he'll hype you for your gold. Fanatic and fanatic with jive, he's an addict. Well, I don't know, I was only told. And every night you find him round the club, playing and singing so wild. But when he wants to get straight with the solid stud, he can sound like a motherless child. The collar has him hair the drifter. He won't ever marry your sister. He got a shape and a drape, story is great. I'm talking about a hair of the hipster.
Listening right now to Harry the Hipster Gibson in his 1940s heyday with a self-referential ode, Handsome Harry the Hipster, a Before that, we heard Oscar Brown Jr. with Mr. Kicks. More hipsters, flipsters, and on-the-scenesters coming up in just a few moments on Nightlights.
Hey, caller, careless Carrie the Clipster. She's the chick with all the tricks. She play piano like Madison, singing a sad. She digs those mellow kicks. Caller, careless Carrie the Clipster. Cause she'll hype you for your gold. She's trying to get a fanatic with dope. She's an addict. I don't know, I was only told. And every night you find her around the club, playing and singing so wild. But she wants good strength with a solid stud. She's down like a motherless child. The caller, careless Carrie the Clipster. She will never marry you, mister. She got a shape and a date. The story is great. I'm talking about Carrie the Clipster. She's the sister of Harry the Hipster. Yeah, man, that's right.
Previously on Nightlights, in the show Hipsters, Flipsters, and On the Scenesters, we explored some of the musical tributes that jazz artists have written over the years to characters both real life and imagined, such as Freddie Freeloader and Moose the Mooch, that populated the jazz scene. On this program, we'll hear more, with a special emphasis on compositions in honor of Pannonica die Königswörter, or Nika, the so-called jazz baroness, an aristocratic bohemian who played a significant role in the life of Thelonious Monk and was a friend to many other musicians as well. We'll start with music from one of the most iconic hipster figures in the history of jazz, Mez Mezro, whose 1947 memoir, Really the Blues, is a literary touchstone for 20th century hipsterism. Born in Chicago in 1899, he rubbed musical elbows with many top-notch players of the 1930s and 40s and declared himself a voluntary Negro, even insisting after a drug bust that he be locked up in the black section of the then-segregated New York City jail. What Mezro was best known for was his ever-available supply of high-grade marijuana, which made him a much-favored seller to the jazz stars, so much so that his nickname Mez also became a reference for pot. Though Mezro's talent as a musician was middling, jazz artist and writer Alan Lowe singles out one 1934 recording, titled appropriately enough as Sendin' the Vipers. Vipers, a Depression-era slang term for marijuana smokers. Lowe calls it an insinuating minor key piece that included important contributions from saxophonist Benny Carter and trumpeter Max Kaminski. Lowe also observes that the group on this recording date was racially integrated, a rare occurrence in those times. Mez Mezro and Sendin' the Vipers on Nightlights. Thank you. clarinetist Mez Mezro in 1934 with Sendin' the Vipers, invoking a slang term of the time for marijuana smokers from the collection That Devlin Tune, 1934 through 1945. Benny Carter heard on alto saxophone and Max Kaminsky on trumpet, some other notable musicians on that date as well, including Willie the Lion Smith on piano, John Kirby on bass, and Chick Webb on drums. Two tributes in this next set to offbeat drummers, and the term offbeat is appropriate in more ways than one for the persona depicted in Woody Herman's Sidewalk Stanley, a follower of the Herman Band who earned that nickname for the amount of time he spent trying to drum up a gig, so to speak. Apparently, he was not particularly gifted as a percussionist. Before that, a rather mysterious figure known as Freddie Frew, name-checked in Miles Davis's autobiography. Jazz researcher Gary Karner writes that Frew was a part-time Detroit drummer and dealer hipster along the lines of Babs Gonzalez. Real name was Freddie Metcalf, immortalized by Pepper Adams' composition, Freddie Frew. Pepper Adams and Freddie Frew on Nightlights. Thank you.
me leave me standing here or standing there. But I don't care. Yeah, baby, I don't care. Got my high, got my low, got my bag of petrol full, and I don't care. Got my high, got my low, got my bag of petrol full, and I don't care. Got my high, got my low, got my bag of petrol full, and I don't care.
Woody Herman's Big Band in 1971 with special guest guitarist Michael Bloomfield and Woody himself providing vocals for Sidewalk Stanley, pianist Alan Broadbent's ode to a Herman band hanger-on notorious for his lack of drumming aptitude from the album Brand New. Baritone saxophonist Pepper Adams before that with Freddie Frew, named after a Detroit drummer, dealer, and hipster. Adams accompanied by Stu Williamson on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums, from the album Pepper Adams 5. Coming up in just a few moments, tributes to the jazz baroness Panonica de Koenigswörter, or Nika. You can hear many previous Nightlights programs, including the predecessor to this episode, and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlock Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Nika's Tempo, more hipsters, flipsters, and on-the-scenesters on Nightlights. If you're going to talk about prominent personalities who inspire jazz tributes, there's one person who is hipster royalty, Panonica de Koenigswörter, a.k.a. Nika, a.k.a. the Jazz Baroness. She first came to public notice in 1955 when 34-year-old saxophonist and bebop hero Charlie Parker died in her apartment at New York City's swanky Stanhope Hotel. A New York newspaper headline screamed, "Bop King dies in Eris's flat." Parker's passing, which occurred as Nika was tending to him while he attempted to recuperate from an illness, provides a sensationalistic point of entry for Nika's place in jazz history, but she had already led an adventurous life before becoming a part of the 1950s New York City jazz world, and in ensuing years she would be a source of personal and financial aid and friendship for numerous jazz musicians. Jazz journalist Nat Hendoff called her the most fabled figure on the New York jazz scene in a profile that he wrote for Esquire magazine. Pianist Hampton Hawes, in his autobiography Raise Up Off Me, said, "I suppose you would call Nika a patron of the arts, but she was more like a brother to the musicians who lived in New York, there was no jive about her. Born into a wealthy English family in 1913, Nika married a French diplomat in 1935. She and her husband both fought for the Free French Resistance during World War II. They had five children together, but the two eventually divorced. And from the early 1950s on, Nika took up life in America, ultimately settling into a mid-20th century modern house in Weehawken, New Jersey. Wherever she was, there was usually a party and music, and she frequented the New York City jazz clubs at night, driving sporty cars and almost always carrying a cigarette holder, bringing continental glamour to the jazz scene. Her friendship inspired numerous compositions named in her honor. Here's one of them by pianist Freddie Redd, Nika Steps Out. Nika Steps Out, pianist Freddie Redd's 1957 tribute to Pannonica de Koningsvorter, also known as the Jazz Baroness or simply the Baroness, George Tucker on bass, Al Dreers on drums, from the album San Francisco Suite. The jazz artist whose friendship Nika valued the most was Thelonious Monk, whose composition Round Midnight served as a sort of light on the road to Damascus moment for Nika when she first heard it, beginning her lifelong love affair with jazz. She developed a close relationship with Monk and his wife Nellie, frequently driving the pianist to his gigs, helping him financially, and eventually letting him live at her house when he began to withdraw psychologically late in his life. In proposed liner notes for one of Monk's 1960s Columbia LPs, she wrote, "I have known four great men in my life, Professor Einstein, General de Gaulle, Charlie Parker, and Thelonious Monk. On second thought, forget the first three." Monk responded to her admiration with a composition titled after her first name, which he believed to connote a butterfly. Here's Pannonica on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Pannonica, Thelonious Monk's tribute to his close friend and advocate Pannonica de Koenigswörter, with Monk Heard on Celeste, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Ernie Henry on alto sax, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Max Roach on drums from the 1957 album Brilliant Corners. Monk was present on another recorded tribute to Nika, written by alto saxophonist Gigi Grice, that actually predates Monk's ode to Nika by a couple of years. The title, Nika's Tempo, was adopted by Nika as the name for an imaginary jazz radio show. And there's a recording of her introducing the Thelonious Monk Quartet from a table at the Five Spot in New York City, as if she is hosting a live broadcast. Nika was one of several people who helped Monk regain his license to perform at the Five Spot and other venues in the late 1950s after he took the fall for a drug bust involving his friend and fellow pianist Bud Powell in 1951 and was banned from playing in the New York area. She'd give money to anybody who was broke, pianist Hampton Hawes wrote in his autobiography, bring a bag of groceries to their families, and help them get their cabaret cards, which you needed to work in New York. Here's another musical gift of gratitude from the jazz community, Gigi Grice and Nika's Tempo on Nightlights. Thank you. Saxophonist Gigi Grice and his ode to the jazz baroness, Nika's Tempo with Thelonious Monk on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums, recorded in 1955. Panonica de Koningsvoorte remained a jazz fan until her death in 1988. "It's everything that really matters, everything worth digging," she once said of her passion for jazz. "It's a desire for freedom, and in all my life, I've never known any people who warmed me as much by their friendship as the jazz musicians I've come to know." Nika's affection was reciprocated. Nika's story is so integral to the emotional survival of so many of the musicians, Thelonious Monk's son Toot has said. What she really provided was belief in them. She brought a credibility that musicians really needed and appreciated. And critic Dan Morgenstern points out that the number of jazz tunes dedicated to Nika shows how loved and respected she was by many in the jazz community. We'll close with two more of those tributes, Horace Silver's Nika's Dream and this from Sonny Clark, simply titled Nika on Nightlights. Thank you. Close with pianist Horace Silver performing his composition Nika's Dream from the 1960 Blue Note album Horoscope. Pianist Sonny Clark before that with Nika from his 1960 Trio album. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and many previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.